तो उसका कम होगा। टू इनकोरेज माई डिसाइपल हु डू नॉट नो भक्ति सो दैट दे मे टू प्रिपेयर बट नाउ आई फील दैट आई एम वेल एंड दिस इज ए साइन ऑफ सरल वैष्णव वेरी सरल he was so sorrow certainly a Vaishnava if he was not Vaishnava he cannot talk and think the offenses will go with him they are all but they were not the persons of this body so they express their ideas Those who are not Saral, Saral means you know?
Simple-hearted.
Huh?
Simple-hearted.
Liberal. They cannot tell this. But you are liberal. I think that you are also liberal. You want to enter in Bhakti realm. Good God. And you should be like if you want. What to tell Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all others? Even those who do any offense or do anything, it is not good. But it is, we should not do any charcha for them. Understanding? We should not do that. You should not do Ninda of that. Any person. So what to say about them? What? Too much qualified. In Hasi Majaz, for laughing and recreation, we do some mischief.
In joke
is also in joke. You should not criticize any person. What to if he is Vaishnava. If he is not Vaishnava, also they should be nothing. If he wants. Yes, it's not of the same fact. Yeah. He is Gurudev. He is doing a saw in a slope. That his Gurudev Ram
Bihari Bipin Bihari
I don't remember the name. But his Gurudev never knew what is letter or word Ninda. He never uttered any person or heard him. This is a sign of God. He told that he has written anywhere that we are so much debted to Vrishabhasu. I bow down to Vrishabhasu because if he was not there and not disturbed Krishna. Shyam Kund and Radha Kund were not in this world. So for this Bhasu, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund were discovered in this world. And we are so much benefited. So we are so much debted. Word is correct?
Yes, indebted.
He is detective. Brishabhas. So I go down. So we should reconcile everything. Kanishtha Adhikari and lower Madhyama Adhikari cannot reconcile. But yet we should try to own this. One boy asked me that why Vaishnav Acharya like Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj and all parallel themselves. Why? He asked. I told, you should not utter like this. You should not question like this. If you question, and if you will think about this, that there is any fault with them, then surely you will be go to hell. They should take all their bhakti. They should not say, think anything against them. If you think like this, you will have to think about Chandravali also and Radhika also. About all the acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Why he took a stick and he went to beat a Navadvip boy? Why? What was his fault? You will have to discover some fault of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if a written Vaishnava is there, like a Paripakva, he can reconcile all these things. And this silly question cannot arise in his mind. So this is a good question about this. We have to do our bhajan and see always our lacking in our heart. What we are doing against bhakti, we should be always thinking of us. And those who are like this, they should not have any association. Anukul grahan pratikul varg. Don't hear any against any Vaishnava. You should do pranam. So you can tell it to other persons. All these things.
Since then, Ryan also has suffered so much.
He suffered.
But now I think his heart is changing too. Now he was a few years ago.
Try to enter really in bhakti, not artificially and by this. Dhire dhire, slowly, you have to leave this world. Which are only artificial. These acts will not help us to go in bhakti. That would be great.
Especially aparad.
Aparad, anartha. This has been described in
Madhurya
Kadhimi. Sometimes we are too much involved in outer activities that there is no bhakti left there. So we should try to and to realize what is bhakti.
If you don't reject me, then I can realize something.
I'm not so much qualified, but I can help. What kind? I think that you are in more advanced position than me. Last night I was thinking that I speak with you. I'm speaking. All are recognizing me as a well Vaishnava. And I see that I am not very. I'm telling so many things that I cannot do it like that. We see in Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayers and songs. Have you read?
Yes, Karanagati.
It seems that certainly he has known our heart and he is telling for us. We are such a Vaishnava that we cannot be. We know that we are doing so much offenses and all these things that are lacking so much Vaishnava. But we cannot be. There should be a heart for you. He has been so hard. We cannot tell frankly. So much. Too much sinful, too much heart, Vaishnava Parade. If we can do these prayers, Krishna will be softened and he is bound to do kripa. You are in way, I am not still in way.
So tomorrow you will come and hear the
duration. Anything?
I just have that money change.
How?
We're eager to hear tomorrow more Madhurya Khandimi.
My English is so poor that I cannot express fully.
Oh, we were all
and
very.
And that is very much lacking. I repent for this. You can teach me to express my ideas. But something has been reformed. At first I could not dictate any words. You can have some questions for me.
Madhurya Khandimi.
So then you can be able
to.
I will take also advantage from you. You should also speak.
him.
But he's a different
face.
Not first. Pahle, she was the daughter of a king of Kutia Raja of Kutia. Understand?
King of Kutia.
And his princess was that Sati. From boyhood, she was so much Krishna Bhakta. And when she grew
big,
not so big, but 12 or anything, Kishori, she made up her mind that Krishna is my husband. I will never do my marriage anywhere. So he saw any swapna,
dream,
or anyhow, he felt that Krishna has adopted him.
What? Married her.
Married her. No? And he has given sindoor here. Without sindoor in India, not married. So he has given. And he has accepted him. Her as his wife, her Priyatama. When she grew more, parents were insisted.
Demanded that she marry.
She could marry. But he told that I will never marry. I will die or I will leave this place, but I will not. At last, king and queen saw that she will not marry, and she has married with Krishna. So he left that idea that she should marry. After some time, she told that I will go to Vrindavan to my husband. My husband is there. They made anyhow arrangement with some person there.
कहाँ जा रहे हैं?
सब
ठीक है तो अरेंजमेंट तो मेक हर गो टू वृंदावन एंड शी केम टू वृंदावन शी वाज प्रिंसेस सो ब्यूटीफुल लेडी एज अबाउट 12 टू 13 14
very young
what to say how to say this beautifulness is so aspect in Krishna bhajan if there is no guardian
so much problem
but Krishna bhajan has been he made arrangement she sent her to Pujari of Maratha Govinda. His name was Haridas Babaji. Was qualified, learned and rustic Vaishnava.
How long ago was this Maharaj? How long ago? How many years ago? Hundreds and hundreds?
About more than 300. Then she went to him. He heard the classes of Haridas Babaji and he was so learned. She accepted to him and told that I want to take diksha from you. His suggestion. She told that I don't accept you. You are princess, so beautiful, so young. But she insisted, began to read, and began to live here. Force and with hunger strike, at least he was bound to give him her picture. And he gave her hand in the hands of his old disciple, female,
yes.
I'm not remembering her name, any name, to her. He was living with that lady and he was guardian of that lady. So many years she lived in Vrindavan. At the age of about 24 or 5, he ordered her to go with her to Radhakund and to leave something there to do Govardhan surrounding and live in Vrindavan with so vairagya. She went with that lady there and she about 15 years more than that she lived there and practiced with vairagya. He ordered her guru everything that he has told her, her sadhana. Now she was so much learned also by hearing the classes and very efficient in Srimad Bhagavata. She has remembered all the slokas of Raspanchapdhyayi, Bhramar Gita or all Gopi Gita, Yugal Gita. So, and she could explain so
clearly, beautifully,
beautifully, marvelously, and in Madhur Bhav. Everyone were surprised how she loved. But his Gurudev told everything to her, and he remembered all these things. And he was so much efficient on bhakti card. Then his Gurudev told that now you should go to Puri, Jagannath Puri. And you should discover where is the place of Sarvam Bhattacharya. Now it is ruined, no any symbol of his palace, so you should go. Now the lady was that devotee only, and she became about 50.
Ganga Mata,
Sati Devi. Then he went to carry his Gurudev order and she reached Puri and she saw that there is no sample of that palace.
No sign.
But yet people were telling that this is it.
Once it was there.
But nothing was there. Only heaps of
dirt and rock.
Dirt and dust and
rubble
was there. After some time, he made a hut there.
Yes.
And he used to do parts, Srimad Bhagavat, Rag Panchak Jai and all these. Gathering was going on.
Yes.
Gradually.
So many meetings, people coming to hear.
So everyone was praising how beautifully and marvelously this lady is doing part of Srimad Bhagavatam. And everyone was surprised and attracted to her. At last, king of Puri heard this news and in disguise he came to hear her Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was also attracted. So all Vidwan, all
scholars,
learned persons and scholars used to attend her Srimad Bhagavatam Patham. At that time, one Brahmin, one day, Ganga Dasahara came and all devotees are going to Ganga Bath in Bengal or in other places. She also
wanted to go.
But leaving her duty, he cannot go, could not go. So he was in
some question what to do?
What to do. In the meantime, in the night, she heard a sound and saw that Ganges has come here. From Jagannath Street, a current came to her where is said Ganga. And Kalkal Dhani was there, sound, and she went there, saw that so many persons are taking bath in Ganges. All are telling that water was very white and so it is white Ganga, said Ganga. Then she began to take bath in that Ganges and at once current led her to Jagannath temple.
No, she went.
She went there, flowing. Then she was in temple, but the gate was
closed.
It became about 4. Then priests were come there and opened. They tried to open the door, but they could not open. They told to head to Yari, and he also came. And so many persons came and saw that and closed the door and saw Ganga Mata inside. Then they caught hold of Ganga Mata. She is thief. She has come to take the ornaments of Jagannath, and she was sent to jail. In the night, Jagannath gave dream to king and the head pujari that you at once leave her. She is my so much dear. I have fulfilled her
desire.
And Ganga has gunned her in state Ganga. And she was taking bath. And to tell everyone this fact,
to glorify,
to disclose,
so
glorify, I have done so. So leave her, and with respect, and you both, with your attendants, should go at once to her and ask apology, and you should take diksha from her. So king had pujari and all associates and highest officers all went to Ganga Mata in jail, and they beg pardon, and they took her out of jail, and they told that you should give me diksha. She told that I cannot give you diksha. Then Jagannath also gave rain to that lady, and then they came, then she gave diksha to all these persons. And from then, from that day, very day, Ganga has come itself to give mercy to her, so he was called Ganga.